Gemara by the Zohar, the Pain Zion, the Chav Zion, and Maralaf. It's also Gemara Menach, the Stav Mem Beis. The Gemara says, Itma, Menayan Gemingo by the Chav and Shibsula. How do we know that a guy is possible to do meal, to be a moil, to mal yid, to mal someone? So it's a machoikis. Daruba, Papa, Mishmei, the Rabba, Amma, Amma, the Pasuk says, Ratas Bisi Tishma. The Pasuk in the Seder, we learned yesterday, the Pasuk says, Ratas Bisi Tishma. And from that Pasuk, we learn out, that guy is possible to mal. The Biyachin Amma Himo Yimo. The Biyachin says the Joshua is from the next pasuk. The pasuk says Himo Yimo. And we dash it from there that a guy is possible to mal. So what's the Joshua? So Rashi explains the Joshua Dorba Papa of Atas Brisi Tishma that you should keep my bris. Rashi says the real Joshua is from the Hemshach of the pasuk. Afterwards, the pasuk continues Vizarecha Acherecha, and your children after you also should keep the bris. So Pasha means just like a Zerach Acharecha means only Yisrael, that we know that the like the Pasuk says by Anavim Vinu Kibitzchi Karon Chazara, so only that Yitzchak only by Yidden are considered the notion of Zerah of Avram. So this Pasuk is talking about Yidden, so only Yid could be a Moil. That's the Joshua. So to me and Chumash Yisakasha, what do you see from this Pasuk on the Din of the Moil? This pasuk is talking about the nimol, the person who's getting a mal. At the B'si Tishma, the hope of Zerach HaKarech is talking about who has the mitzvah minga. The mitzvah minga is to be gemal. We do see in this pasuk that any drasha, any rem is that the, who the moil should be. As long as the minga was done, the ma'isa minga was done, it might not mean who the moil was. So Tumim wants the insult, Pi Yishami. This Bekiyus, he says, the Yishami in Shabbos, Yishami says, Omer B'levi, Ksiv, V'atas B'si Tishma, At V'chol K'yetz B'cha. Yishami is a different Joshua. Yishami is dashing from there that an Oral cannot mal. Even the Yisrael, if he himself is an Oral, if he himself is not gemal, he cannot be a Moil. That's Yishami's Joshua. And in the Yishami explains the Joshua. Our Gemara just says it's from these words, V'atas B'si Tishma. But in the Yishami, it explains the Joshua as At V'chol K'yetz B'cha. It's from the word Atta. You and everyone like you. But the Tachim Ishtaltzach is still so shver. Even the word Atta is still referring on the Nimol, the one who gets Gemal, we need to see it's going on the Moil. So the Tachim wants to say that the Pshat in the Yishami is actually from Megita Hakra, from an extra word in the Pasuk. Then it says the word Atta twice. It says, V'Atta Esbisi Tishma Atta V'Zarech Acharecha. It says again Atta, second time. It says already you. It speaks to Avram Avinu twice. It seems to be speaking to him twice, once in the beginning, once at the end. What do you really need the first Atta Esbisi Tishma? It should just say, my bris you should keep, you and your children afterwards. We can say, you should keep my bris, you and your children afterwards. We don't say v'ata twice, we say you twice. So the first, that's what Tafim says, that's the Yishami's drasha, that the first v'ata is going on the moil, the extra word. The second v'ata is going on the nimol, the one who gets gemal. But the first v'ata is going on the moil. And the drasha is v'ata v'chol ki yetzi b'chav. And mainly, that's the pshat in the Gemara in the Vedazah also. You learn this line in the Gemara, you don't really understand it. It mem nayang mingu bai b'cham shibsunga, dar b'papash mei drava ma amma v'yat des b'si tishma. So that the moil is possible, because it's the same from the ita krof and the extra v'akta. But the Maisa, this is not like Rashi Nechayah, because Rashi says the Josh is from Zaracha Acharecha. So Rashi Nechayah is v'zal shreya, from there, Nechayah is hidden on the Nimo, that's not extra. That's telling you that the mitzvah remains by Klai Yisof Adaris. But that's what he wants to say. L'chayr, you would think that it might be Machlekes Bavli and Yishami. We know we can only dash one halacha from a pasuk. The Bavli is dashing from this pasuk that a goy is pasuk to mal. The Yishami is dashing from this pasuk that an oral cannot mal. Even a yid cannot mal if he's an oral. It's not really Machlekes because it's really all one drasha. It's not two drasha. It's one din. It's one din. That at v'chol k'yetzi b'cha, the way the Yishami says. Has to be a yid. That's meaning a yid who's gemalt. Just like Avinu was gemalt when he malt like the that's the halacha that it cannot be a guy and it cannot be an oral. It's all one halacha. Aga, this memra that in this gemara in the Vayezara of Dorba Papa. This is Dorba Papa that we say by every seim, by every hadron. When we say the bnei of Papa, this is Dorba Papa Meduchzer. I was thinking that this is the only time he's mentioned in Shas, and I checked on the computer and it's the only time I saw Dorba Papa. And it's not even a member of his own. It's the one Gemara of Dorba Papa Shmei the Rav. He said it in the name of Rav. But as he was zeichet to have his name mentioned in Shas one time, even Shmei the Rav, that's Shemei the Amayer. And this is the name Dorba Papa that we always mention by Siyam Masechta. All comes from this Gemara. Okay, so that's Dorba Papa's Joshua. Rabbi Yochanan is chayelang. Rabbi Yochanan dashins, how do you know a guy cannot be a moil? Rabbi Yochanan dashins it from the word himo yimo. Literally, it means mal yishamal. Circumcised is circumcised. Mal yishamal. That's what himulim is. So what's the then? So from there we learn out that a guy cannot mal. What's that drasha? So Rashi also explains that drasha is kribe. Read it as every. Let's see. Rashi says hamol yimol. Take the word himol and don't read it himol yimol mal yishamal. Read it hamol. The ever says gamal yimol. Someone who is already gamal, he should mal. No, Rashi Zachar is reading the word hamol. He's reading it as a hamol. Like the person who is already in gamal, he should mal. So this is a Zachar B'Zashre, because in Tatvimi is a kasha that if the pasuk would be written chasa, himol would be hey mem lamed, and it would be, and the kri would be himol with a cholim with an oi, be himol. Then you could say the kri is himol and the ksiv is hamol. A lot of words we have that are written one way, but they're read a different way. Like, hey, mem lamed could be read, the kri could be himol, but the ksiv is hamol, and that would be the drasha. But this word in the Torah, himol, is molay. It has a vav. So, say the kri inside the ksiv is himol. How could you read in this pasuk hamol? So, the Tosfim again counts it with a chap. He wants to say maybe the drasha is something else. Maybe the drasha is. You turn around the oisius. The oisius of himol is the same oisius as mol. If you transpose, you switch around the order of the hey and the mem. The hey mem vav lamed is also mem hey vav lamed, and that's the drasha. Mohol yimol. The verse is gamal tishuk hikamal vayta.
It's better than hamol.
Because
hamol doesn't mean himself. Hamol yimol. Who says hamol?
Anyone who's gamal.
Mol means himself. Hamol doesn't mean he was gamal himself. But that's
The Tumi guy says that we find drushes like this, of a sapchus oisis, when you change around the oisis, you find such drushes. Well, nice, it's still shver and Rashi, because Rashi is another way. Rashi says hamol yimol, that's the drusha. And how could you make a drusha mol yimol if it's written molay? And the kri and the ksiv are both yimols. So it's also good. The Gemara says that even according to. Right, even if the
drasha.
So according to Vierchan, the drasha is himol yimol, and if you want a gashi, devas is gamal, so the person has mingas, shemal, kem mal vaita. What about an akam who's mol? What about a guy who was gamal himself? So maybe he could mal. The whole problem was not, it seemed to be someone has to be gamal. So Gemara says no. The Gemara says akam is always considered not gamal, always considered an oral. The Gemara says, Afaga the mihingi, command the mihingi dummy. And Akum, even if he is Gemalt, he's considered as if he's not Gemalt. And the Gemara brings the famous Mishnah Dorim. Then the Mishnah Dorim says, Kein Mangai Reinam, first makes a Neda, he's asked to know from anyone who's an Oral, he's also an all Goyim. He's also a Finu, but Munli of the Kham, even if the Kham is Gemalt. The Gemara brings a Pasuk that Nishaya, that an Ebek Achavim, even if he's Gemalt, he's considered an Oral. As a Mela, the Gemara says in the Rezer, the same thing, just like my Nedarim. Even if he's gamal, he's considered an oral. The guy, the same thing. But again, this halacha, then an oral cannot mal, or himo yimo. That's the drasha. It comes to tell you, even akum who's mal, even if the akum had a mila, had a mila, he cannot mal vaita. This comes a little bit because this halacha by nedarim. The Gemara says in nedarim the chlamim beis in many places by nedarim hochin basa lashem bnei adam. By nedarim we go by lashem bnei adam. Whatever the people mean when they talk. As a mainly, if you're going to say by Nadarim, when a person says, Noidim and Arelam, he's also even Bemungli Akam, he's also even by a guy who's Gamal, obviously the Lashab Neyadim is, when people say Aral, they mean that could refer to a guy even if he's Gamal, they call him an Aral. But what's the Sushdel to La Halacha? A din that by Mila, it's Halacha that only that someone who's Gamal can Malvaita, the Kharin Akam who is Gamal should be able to Malvaita. How are they?
Well,
the pesukim could be moyer on the lashem neyadim.
Why?
Pesukim in Yeshaya, it's not mamash.
Yeah, but the Gemara is showing that even the pesukim should be like that. So you see, it's even lashem torah. The mice from the Gemara, I don't know why, but the Gemara is moch.
Right, and if I'm saying mice, that's what you have to say. You have to say that the Gemara over here is doing it. It is a din. It's not just lashem neyadim.
I know it's not just
lashem. The Gemara is telling you the pshat in the Mishnah Dorim is a din. Don't take the Mishnah Dorim to mean just the Lashem Nei Adam. That
who would change?
What?
The Gemara has some things that are definitely totally Lashem Nei Adam.
Right.
So if it would change, let's say it would change.
Just forget this mucha from this Gemara that when you learn the Mishnah Dorim, you might think it's a din of Lashem Nei Adam. That's the reason. But you see, it's more than that because else the Gemara of Zohar, we're now from there to a lacha by.
So why would the Gemara bring Pesukim? How could the Gemara bring Pesukim to bring the Raya from Lashon
Hashanah? Oh, Pesukim again. It's Pesukim in Tanakh, in Tanakh, and
Yishai.
It's a gingu milsa. It's a gingu milsa on the din, but otherwise you might know the Gemara. It's a gingu milsa on Lashon Hashanah. There's a mice I once saw that the times in Alta Yishuv, I think it was the Tsar of Russia, if it's historically correct, maybe someone else, but I think it was the Tsar of Russia came to Palestine, and all the people came out to greet him. He was the greatest melech in the world in those days, and the Yidden came out also with their Rav, Shmuel Salanta, and the Tsar was there, and the ganze COVID, you know, everyone came out to greet him, and he called and he saw the Jews there, the Yidden over there, and he wanted to see their Rav, the leader, and he called up Shmuel Salanta. Shmuel Salanta came up with his gabbai, and the Tsar said something to him. And Shmuel Salanta didn't understand Russian, so he turns to his gabbai and he says, "Was will the Oral? What does Oral want?" So the Oral touched up that Shmuel Salanta wanted to show the Oral, "Don't be so despoiled from all the pomp and glory of all the that this melech that this king is having over here. He's not from Chassidim, it's Oilam, he's not Oyvet Hashem. It's all garnish meganish. He's nothing but an Oral." That's the way he wanted to show them. But I always like to think in that story that Shmuel Salanta meant this mission in the Dharm. That's what I thought he meant, that a guy is an Oral. that's the mission of Dharm. But like we're saying, it's not just Hashem Ayodam, it's a Yid. By a Yid, the Gemara says, it's Faket. Afagav the Loi Mihili commanding with Dami. According to this drasha, the Himo Yimo, the way Rashi learns Hamol Yimo, someone who's Gamal Shemal, the Gemara says that by a Yid, even if he's not Gamal, he can be a Moil. He could be a Moil because the drasha is just coming to be a Mayat a Goy. But it's not coming to be my Yid. And by Yid, Afagav the Loi Mihili commanding with Dami. If he's not Gamal, he's as if he's Gamal. So this Bavli over here, in Vedazer Achvazayin is Chaylik under Yishami that Tetmi brought down, that Yishami and Shabbos. Yishami and Shabbos Tashin from Himo Yimo, whole this drush itself that comes to be Mayat and Oral. And the Bavli is obviously Chaylik. Oh. But the Gemara says that the main Afgamina between Dorba Papa and Rabbi Yochanan is if an Ish is Ksheir Lima. What's an Afgamina where the drush is from? Dorba Papa learned that, how do we know an Akam, a Goy cannot be a Moil? From Atas Vishti Tishma. And according to Birchon, how do we know a guy cannot be moil from himo yimo? So what's nafkamina? Nafkamina would be for Nisha. The Gemara says, according to Dorba Papa, the dashes of Atas Bisi Tishma, an Isha also is not a bas mila. She cannot mal. There I was talking so over with the Mephashmo recently. How does an Isha, have the meaning of a bris by Mila? Besides Mila, like we spoke about last week, there's also the bris. David made the bris. He says, "Li yeslachem alikim," and he gave him Yishus Aretz. The Rashi teaches it's an ice bris. It's a bishul ava. Do how do Noshim have that? You know, are they in the bris? Are they in the haftachas from the David that come at Mila? If she not, if she did not in haftachas, like I was saying, you could say Noshim that each one is zeicha to have ava. They don't have Yishus Aretz, by the way. They do not. The Yisham is not in Schalkon on Hashem. But then, you know, the Bishah Av and Yisachem on Kim, maybe they have to earn it, have to deserve it. Even everyone, every boy that gets a Bismillah, he has it almost automatically.
He gets.
But Akoponim, women are not Nichlal in this Indian about this B.C. Tishma. Is the meaning of the Joshua to be Maya to Goyus and Vatas BC Tishma to Lafuke, a Goy cannot be a Moil, and Isha also cannot be a Moil. But according to Birchon and Dash and Simo Yimol, that only a Mohol Kamal, that's how we know an Akim is always considered not Mohol, whether he's Mohol or not. Akim, I forgot the meaning, command the meaning of them, Akim is considered not Mohol. That would only be Maya the Goy cannot Mohol. But the Isha is not called not Mohol. An Isha is not called an Areila. An Isha is Mutta B'Trimma. An Oral is also the Trimma. An Oral is also the Yidikon Pesach. An Isha is not Yidikon Pesach. An Isha is not the Trimma. Isha is not called an Areila. So an Isha would allow to be a Moil. Comes out according to our Papa, an Isha would be possible for Mila. And according to Birchon, an Isha and Chachino could be a Mehelas. An Isha and Chachino could be the Moil. Well, she can now also go. She can also go. Oh, because she's not. Oh, she's not asking a question. I don't know. But it's not us the oral Shabbos, it's because of the guy. So you only have the drush of the oral. So the drush is the din of the guy. Okay. Right. The Gemara is a kasha. Go on. Yeah, but we're learning. But I guess we're learning it's a din in oral, not din in a positive. The Gemara asks if according to the Mandoma that Isha cannot be a moil, according to Dorba Papa, that we're going to have from that species, Tishma, that just like a guy cannot mal, and Isha's also not in Bechal, that's Pasha, she's not mal, what's Pashad in the Pasha in Chumash, and Shemois, Vatikach Tzipur Tzar, Tzipur mal the son. Vesha Pasik, that's Tzipur mal the son. So the Gemara answers that the penalty against the Gemara answers that Pashad the Pasik is not that Tzipur mal mamash, she was a man of Shliach. She called him Moil and she got someone to take care of it. Now that's the Gemara's teretz. And the Gemara says another teretz that Eve asked her, she started the Mila to save Moshe Rabbeinu, but also Moshe Vagmara. And Moshe Rabbeinu came and he finished the Mila. The Gemara's saying a bechidish over here that even according to Mandama, the Isha is possible to Mawel, anyone's possible to Mawel, they're allowed to start the Mila. You only need someone kosher to do the other meal. It could be a big enough community, a Maisa. Let's say Achman's son, someone's in a place, doesn't know how to Mawel, and there's a Gaisha Dakhman knows how to Mawel. And the father's afraid to do it, but maybe the guy could do kamat the whole meal until the end and just leave the last tiny piece for the yid, because the Gemara is saying all you need is the end to be done by a kasher moil. So the very end, you could do. And the pshat is because the chalais meal is by the gemar. The whole beginning is a zevi hechshem mitzvah, but it's a zevi is not the chalais meal. You'll not it's a chiddush, but that's a chiddush in the Gemara. Maybe that's two tertzin. Maybe that's why the first tertzin like the second tertzin. You can say more posh, the first Teretz held that Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't around, he wasn't in Medrash, he wasn't freed until the Mingle was finished. But the second Teretz holds that the Sefer started the Mingle and it was finished by Moshe Rabbeinu. La Halacha, how do we paskin? We paskin that the Mechaber paskins, Hakok Shem Limo Afinu Isha, Mechaber paskins like a Birchanon, that Isha is kosher to Mal. Hakok Shem Limo Afinu Isha. Vim Yeshi so Golish, then Limo who Kaidim. But the Mechaber says, "Chatchinla, you should be choishes for Dorba Papa, and Chatchinla, if you have an ish, who kaid them? The man should mal first. In other words, you have a choice at the man. If you don't have a choice, at the ish should mal." The Rama says in this, "V'yeshem the ish leisimol." Some say the woman should not mal, but chaynoigin lahad acha ish, and that's the minig. We try to find an ish, try to find a man. The Shach and the Biagra, they both ask on this Rama, "What's the Rama saying different than the Mechaber?" They're both saying the same thing. They're saying it in different words, but they're both saying that a man shemal and b'di'evet an isha kamal. So normally the Ramah comes to be chalik on the Mechaber, or the Ramah comes to add something to the Mechaber. Here he's not saying anything. Just saying it in a different way, different words. The Mechaber said that an ish is kaidim, an ish has a kadima tamal, b'di'evet an isha kamal. And the Ramah says, no, you can lahada ish. We try to find an ish to be mal, chachinga. But if we can't find an ish, but the Eved Isha come out, they're saying the same thing. So what's the Ramah adding on to the Mechaber? It's a Pella. So Tatumim wants to say, Marza Gatera, it's a big chiddush. He wants to say there's a chilk between Kadima and Mahadrinan. Kadima means if they're both there, and let's say you come in the morning to Shul, and they're both there, and Isha knows Hanamal, and Isha knows Hanamal, you give Kadima to the ish. But you don't have to go look for an ish. If there's only an Isha there, you let Hamal, you don't even bother looking for an ish. Mahadrina means you come to the shul by Bisminga and the only one who knows how to mal is the lady and there's no man there. Mahadrina, you stop, you go out, even if it takes a few hours, until Shkiyak, until that night, you don't push off the Mitzvah Meshmini because the loch is B'di'evet Isha's Kesher Lomol, Isha can mal. If you have no one else, you're not the lady mal. But that'll be the Nafkamina. You push off the Mingla, push it a few hours to go look finished. That's what he wants to learn. The Shach and the Biagra, they learn that way. They learn the same thing. According to the Shach and the Biagra, I would think they both hold that even according to the Mechaber, Kadima means you look for an ish. I would think that, not the other way. I think if they learn the same sheet, that means you look for you, you take time, you push off the Mingla till the night at least, as long as you can chapa that day. But he wants to say, what's the machaikas of it? This is the machaikas. The Mechaber is saying that it's only Yidin Kadima if the ish is there. If the ish is there, then you give Kadima. But if the ish is not there, you don't go wait a few hours to find the ish. You're not the lady ma'am fatik, that's the halacha. And the Muslim is machadish, no. The minig is, no, you're going to lahada, that we go look after. The Shach is another kasha, and the Ramah's Loshen, Noigim Lahad Acha Ish. The minig is to go look for an ish. In fact, the Shach, the Loshen of Noigim is only past. The Noigim means the Ramah's being made a minig oilam. That's what Noigim means. It's not so much a psak, it's more edis. It's more. The Ramah's saying, Noigim, this is the way people have always been mefetzich. It's a mefetzich to look for an ish tamal. So, in fact, the Shach, Loshen Noigim, is only in Dove Motzei. A Zach which is Lishchiach Chal, Zach which never happens, you can't say Bifitman. It's when Bifitman, when there's no man to mal, there's only a lady knows how to mal. That doesn't happen. When's the last time you saw a lady and knew how to do Mila? Women do not know how to do Mila. It's a very uncommon thing. How could you say Loshen Noigim on a Zach which is not common to find a lady that knows how to mal? So Tosfos Mima also wants to answer this. He wants to say that the Rama means that the skufa is why we don't find any women that know how to mal, because noyigim l'had achesh. He says if it wouldn't be that the achachinga we look for an ish, if it being if the halacha would take being achachinga nisha kamal, he said you zecha would have women that would learn the profession. It's a panasa. It would be women that would learn how to be moyelim. And the fact that we don't find any woman that learns how to be a moyel, that shows you that we fit men, that we're noyig, that we don't let Isha be a moyel. The Rambam Paskins, Perek Aleph Hilchos Mina Halacha Beis, the Oyve Kachavim Hamol, B'dieved D'mingas Kasha. The Rambam says, B'dieved D'mingas Kasha. It's only Chachinga, he cannot mal. And he says, you don't even need a Tavis Dam Bris. If someone had a Minga from a Goy, but the evidence cause you don't even have his numbers. In fact, to me, the Gemara of the Zohar says, "Menayah gaming of avichavim she psunga." The Gemara says it's psunga. The word psunga means even with the evidence. He brings rise to it. He says in the Gemara of Pesachim, the fine Zion on the base, other places that psunga means even with the evidence. How could I'm paskin that it's only chachinga? The Gemara says it's psunga. So he says the half of the gadiyik in the rift. There's a rift in the end of Rebbe Lezer Mingla that he paskins the halach of the rift. What?
It's telling
totally
in
Avodah Zarah
that
it
was
in Avodah Zarah? No. The Sugism is Avodah Zarah, but no, not telling. The Chayr is not telling in Avodah Zarah. Yeah, I was thinking also, but when I said Din, it's a Psul in the Goy. The way we explained it was after Kamaischa has to be Yid. I think more so, Avodah the Mehili, Kamaischa, don't let me in with me. But the Maisa, the Rif, when he quotes this Gemara, the Rif, interesting, the Rif takes all the halachas of Shas, and the Rif does not bring it down in the Avodah Zarah. The Rif puts this halach of the Gemara in the Avodah Zarah and puts it in Rebbe Lezer and Mingla. I guess he wants to put all the halachas Mingla together. So he writes in Shabbos, Mesach the Shabbos, so the Rif, at the end of Rebbe Lezer Mingla, says, What the Gemara in the Avodah Zarah, he says in this Lashon, So fact that Tamima, what's the Lashon Asa? The Gemara said, Possel. There's a big chilek between pasul and asa. Pasul means even b'dieved. Asa is mash even chachinga. So he says, why would the Rif say asa, not pasul? He should say avicham is pasul in mimo v'aisa. Why say avicham asa? So half of the gediyek. He says it's mashma that the Rif had different gesa. The Rif's gesa in the Gemara of the Zoros menayin gaminga b'avicham kacham shehi asura. The Rif had a whole different gesa. The Rif's gesa attack was asura, and it's only chachinga, not b'dieved. And he says, and that'll be tested Rambam. The Rambam, you know, the Dach Chal is Nigra after the Rif, goes back to the Rif, and the Rambam had the Gis also. With this Rif and this Rambam, I understood a little better Shugam Minchas Chinuch. There's a Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch is a kasha that there's a shittus in a poskim. I think we're knowing that way. We will speak about it another time. There's a shach and chashem mishpat. Some shem pei is a crazy pricey, and some in chavches. And other poskim talk about that the father should be mamana, the moyel to be a shliach. You should tell him to be mal b'shlichus. He should be a shliach because really the father's a mitzvah. And if he doesn't make a shliach, he's being mabat the mitzvah say. He's giving up his mitzvah say. Therefore, he should make a shliach. So, fact the Minchas Chinuch, what do we need a pasuk to be mayan akum? Why don't you just say, Nachum is not Bashlichas? The Gemara says in Kedush, not for Mal, not for Nachum cannot be a Shliach. What do you need? A person told me that Nachum cannot be the Moil. What?
See,
what
Shliach?
Just
Shliach.
If he can't make him a Shliach, yes,
why?
That's why I didn't understand the whole Lomach Zonskasha. Really, there's a huge enough gemina that in case, let's say you don't make a shliach, the mean is still kosher if you don't make it. And you need a pasuk to pass even by the Eved, right? But with this Rambam and this Rif is very good. Because the Rambam says b'feirish achidish that the mean by Akum is kosher by the Eved. It's only in Issa Chachila. So that's the Mechuson's kasha. It's based on, he doesn't say it, but it's based on the Rambam. The whole is only Chachila. So chachinga, you cannot get an akamal anyway. What's a chachinga mean? The chachinga means on the father. Not the guy who's going himself to do it.
The father's dead. The father's, what do you mean? It's also the guy.
So we're telling the guy in the chachinga not to do it?
The brother do it. Best is to do it.
Well, the whole mitzvah sinach is also that way. It was always that way when
the shah holds that the father's
living. So
he's a father already. He's a father already. He's not
pulling
himself.
So he has to make a shliach. It's his mitzvah to mal himself. The Gemara is a pasuk that his mitzvah. Bezin has to make the mal shliach. The child. Okay, so that's what we need a pasuk to tell you that the guy cannot do it. Right. We're going to talk. We see, but he prefaced his kasha. His kasha was acquainted. She said, you have to make a shliach. That's what he's asking. Acquainted, or she said, you have to make a shliach. What do you need a pasuk to my akum? Say that he cannot be a shliach. What? The mechas sinach is his kasha. No, I'm explaining the mechas kasha. I'm explaining it. The panel was, what do you mean? You need a pasuk to say that's possible with the Eved. Teretz is going to Rambam. There's a Rambam. If you learn the Gemara, you think it's possible with the Eved. But on the Rambam, you see it's only possible with the Eved. And that's the mechaskam. It's only pasul chachinga. That what do you need an extra chachinga reason? I already have a chachinga reason not to use. Why would the Torah give an extra chachinga to tell me that in case I let the goy mal, I'm over two things. So then bezin has to make a shliya. So bezin has the chiyim and bezin has to make a the
bezin shliya.
Not true. I don't think so. The Gemara has three drushes. Manayim if there's no father, bezin. Three. There's no drush. Manayim if there's no bezin. If the boy's a gadol. Right, so same. So Klai Yisrael has to go make a shliach. If you want the mitzvah, if Klai Yisrael wants to have the mitzvah, any year goes and he wants to be b'makom, like you say, which is not so posh, by the way, but let's say you're right, that Bezin's lav dafka. It is the pashtus, but it's not so posh. We'll talk about it another time. Let's say Bezin is lav dafka and it's Klai Yisrael is doing the mitzvah of Mingo on this child who has no father. Whoever wants to become the mitzvah has to tell the moral to be a shliach, unless he wants the moral to be the one doing the mitzvah. But you have to, if you want to have that mitzvah, and let's see, it is Bezdin. Bezdin has to be man of the Melech Shliach, according to the Shita. Just like the first one, make a Shliach, Bezdin make a Shliach. Like a point, just to understand, that'd be Tetz Mechassin's Kasha. Okay, there's a little bit more in this Indian, but I just wanted to mention, he had a Gosa Beda this week, lost one of the Gedolim Yadah, Hagoyin Marana, Bavad Yosef. I saw in some of Shugel Hesped on Bavadia Sefer, maybe you saw this, in a Sefer, Nafei Tzavai, see, the Sefer from Bavadia on Pirkei Avos, Pegav Mishneh Yud, he brings down the Santa Vachon Chavetz Chaim. I don't know if it's printed anywhere, I don't know if it's Babus, but he brings it down. He knew this word, B'Shem Chavetz Chaim, that the Maimah of Kol Reid of Achal Kovet, they asked the Chavetz Chaim a question, the Maimah Kol Reid of Achal Kovet, Kovet right from men, whoever chases after Kovet, Kovet runs away from him. Right, if Meir covered, whoever runs away from covered, according to Achara, covered runs after him. So only a different lashon in Erev and Afigimel on the days, but that's the way the Velt says it over. So the Yestach of Eschayim Lamaisa, what's the difference between someone that's right of Achara covered and someone that's right of Meir covered? Both of them, the covered never gets to them. The person who's right of Achara covered, who's chasing covered runs away from him, so he never gets covered. And the person who's right of Meir covered, running away from covered, it only says according to right of Achara, the covered chases him, but it doesn't say it reaches him. He's still running. He's always running. He's right of me a covet and kind of right of Achrav. It chases them. It also doesn't reach him. They both don't get covet. He's always running away from covet. He never gets it. So he said the Chavetz Chaim said that the nafkei mino be when the person's nifta. When the person's nifta, he stops running. Now he can't run away from the covet anymore. So that the covet's going to happen then. So the person who's right of me a covet at that point, the kind of right of Achrav and the kind of reaches him. So he said, who could we say this more on then, Rabbi Avadia? The Rabbi Yosef. He had a covered Achron that in history, no one knows that there ever was such a thing come out. A man close to 1 million people gave him covered Achron, came to Zilvaya. And it's Anivis, he was known to be Taka Beganov. And I saw it, so other people say it, I noticed it myself also in his Svarim. He brings down Kasey the Machabrim, who he was much, much bigger than. And he brings them down with such their cherets, and he's nice for nice but they're very him. And he works with what they say, even though he's much, much bigger than them. It was a murder Ganivis. My father told me, my Zedon was shown on Rav Sharkin, it was also more of that about Rav Chaim Oizah and his Achieza, and the Sefer Shang says, Achieza, he brings down Achreinim that he's much bigger than them, and he speaks about them with such covet, he's nice of a nice of the very. And the Santa Chaim Oizah also had a special covet that when he was Nifta, it was the beginning of World War II in Vilna, and it was Mamash, they say it was Mamash Sakana for Yidden Befrat to be in the streets, Yidden had to hide a little bit. But the Yidden, they all came out, the Rabban, with the grace of Kila, to give Kavod Achron to the Rashi Kabahag, the Moisad Nefesh Mamash to give him a Ravaya. But this is also, this Indian you see, he was Zeicha to a special Kavod HaTorah. And this Indian of the Kavod HaTorah that he had was Mazaka, close to 1 million people in the midst of Kavod HaTorah, which is Talmud the Gazach. Many of those people that came, Rahman Salam, they have to do tshuva. They don't exactly have that many mitzvahs, but he was mazak them in a moedig mitzvah of Kavod HaTorah. Why else did they come? Even those pashur the Yidden. Who was he? He was Torah. That's all he was. They weren't coming for any. He wasn't a Gois HaGevir. He wasn't someone that necessarily did anything for them. They came als Kavod HaTorah. The Ben Yonish Ari Tshuva is very mayach on the mitzvah of Kavod HaTorah. He says that besides Talmud Torah itself, there's nothing bigger, no bigger mitzvah. And the Vimish says this Indian, nothing bigger than Kavod HaTorah. And if he's mezakeh so many Yidden Kavod HaTorah, bothers with Zayin mitzvah geres mitzvah. That these Yidden will vayte the vayte mitzvahs that will be zeichet tshuva. He was from the Gedolei Makimi HaTorah in the Dor. He made many, many yeshivas of mamash under him. It was his work that he opened up yeshivas, and there are thousands and thousands of children that go to yeshiva would not be going if not for him. The Yungalai, that a whole dog Yungalai that Shtaglai used to be goes to Muhammad, and it was under his hashpa. He's a Yachid B'dayri in these Yanim. He was also Kiyidu a Yachid B'dayri, and maybe in Fidi G'dayris in Yediyas HaTayra. There are other G'dayim also, which know Shasu Poiskim and G'dayli Achreinim, but in one thing, in knowing, like we're saying, the not famous Achreinim, is a Pella, the way he knew, even the not famous, that amount of Torah he had in his head, even when it was also Torah, from the not so famous Achreinim, there he was the Yachar B'dayri. I remember many years ago, as a Bach, I used to print from his radio show. He used to sit in a radio station many years ago, and he used to call up and he used to ask him Shayalas, and he would pass in the Shayalas, and every Pesach he gave, he would give 10 Mamakoymas, like from different Svarim, and he would say what Simon, what Sif it was, and later they would write it up, and he always got the page and the Sif exactly on the spot. Everything was Baal Peh. It was a Pella. I saw once the Bessina Rov in Borough Park, once met with Vadi, and he gave me thank you, Shkoyach, I saw you mention me in your Sefer. So Vadi Yosef told him, I mentioned you in my Sefer, you think one time, I mentioned you 16 times. And he told him every place he mentioned him. Like his Zikaron was Hafadik. There's a set of Sfarim from him on Hilchas Nida. He went through about 2/3 of Hilchas Nida in the set of Sfarim. He didn't finish it. And the Mavinim say that Sefer is there's no Mamash Sefer like it. He touches every single prat in Hilchas Nida. Doesn't miss a thing. They say Rabbi Vadi himself said that he felt his tachlis in this world was to make the Sefer, and he's afraid to finish it because once he finishes it, he figures that'll be the end. I don't know if it's finished. Avadi, he had a moyach and a half of the gezikaren, and in zichah he was omel b'tayer kol yomov b'hasmoda and chazara to remember so much tayer. But Gemayisah Chazal say in Megillah that Avavim Beis look megirsa siyata d'shmayehi. Rashi tayer should look megirsa shenoy tishtach mimenu. To remember tayer, you need siyata d'shmayeh. It's not possible, no matter what kind of kishur, no matter what kind of, they call photographic memory, call them what you want. I mean, there are many people with photographic memories, they don't come anywhere near to having that amount of information in their head that he had. There's no way to explain it except with this chazal, the siyata d'shmaya. So about he was zecher siyata d'shmaya. And in his Torah, there's a sachadushim, amukim, also there's a lot of moedig alumnus there also, if you learn it closely. There should be a main association of against Klai Yisrael.